Here we go with our Valley Heights locker room chat here. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Mustangs football coach, that is Cody Trimble, locked in with us as we always appreciate it each and every week. Coach, a district championship. I want to start there, and I know we talked last week about it's been a long time since the Mustangs had captured a district title. You guys secure it with the win over Republic County, 51-6. We'll talk about the game in a moment, but just what does it mean for you, your coaches, your players, community, just all the hard work you've put in at this point in the year paying off of the district championship?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a special thing to go out there and accomplish that. These kids have worked pretty hard for the last couple of years, and they definitely earned it. And then just the excitement around the community, being able to bring that trophy back home is always a special deal. So everybody's really happy and excited, but we've also talked to, you know, that's not our only goal this year, so there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, we'll talk about Marion in the next segment, your last game tomorrow night, but what specifically about that Republic County game stood out to you? Again, 51-6 was the final score. Just what'd you like overall from your team's performance?
You know, in the last couple of weeks, we haven't necessarily been tested with any adversity. And Republic County gave us that early on. We talked all week about them being a better team than they were, even when we saw them in the Jamboree or that we had seen the last couple of weeks prior to that. And the first half, you know, they really tested us. I think, you know, it was only 20-6 at halftime, and we had to score on a 2-minute drive right before the half to even make to separate it that much. So I think it's a little bit of a, you know, an eye-opener for our kids. But then the way that they responded to that adversity and went out and finished the way they did in the second half, I was proud of that.
Well, let's talk about the defense real quick as well. You haven't given up more than 10 points since week number 4, so the last 3 games, 6, 8, and 6. Just talk about the defense's performance and what have you liked on that side of the ball over the last few weeks.
And I've been pretty pleased, obviously. Not giving up a lot of points is always a good thing. But I think the biggest thing that's making that happen is we've gotten better in our communication, our checks, and just the way that we're making sure we're getting lined up correctly and everything. Some of that stuff that, you know, always takes a little bit of time at the beginning of the year is really starting to get cleaned up the last couple of weeks.
We're talking with Cody Trimble here, Valley Heights football coach. We'll step aside. We'll talk about their week 8 opponent tomorrow night. That's Marion. We'll do it after a quick break here on KMZA. Couple more minutes here with Valley Heights football coach. That is Cody Trimble. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Mustangs coming off the win against Republic County, securing the district championship. So the playoff spot is set, but a week 8 opponent tomorrow night. On the road at Marion, coach, what can you tell us about your opponent tomorrow night?
Yeah, Marion is definitely going to be better than any team we've seen probably since week 1 against Centralia. And that's not trying to take anything away from the teams we've played the last couple of weeks, but just overall, they're a better team. They're going to be very physical on both sides of the ball. They got a lot of good size and some athletes that can run in space. So you kind of already said it. I think our playoff spot is pretty much set no matter what happens, as this is just kind of our bye week game for us. But at that same time, I'm really glad that we're going to get a good test going into the playoffs to kind of see where we are and get everybody ready for playoff football.
We talked about your defense in the last segment, how good, you know, they've been playing over the last few weeks, but with this Marion team, again, they're 5-2 and they're coming off a win against Whitewater Remington. But what do you see from them offensively that's going to put some challenges on your defense this week?
They're going to run a lot of option stuff. Honestly, not really that excited about defending them because they're going to run a lot of the same stuff that we run on offense. And we run it because it's tough to defend. They're going to present the same challenges that we present to defenses week in, week out. We got to be very disciplined in reading our keys and make sure all 11 guys are doing their job and not getting out of position, because they got some guys that if you give them a crease, will make you pay for it.
Finally, coach, just give us some keys for this one tomorrow night on the road at Marion.
I think the biggest thing is just we're going to have to play 4 quarters. You know, we've been fortunate enough to get some younger guys in later in games the last couple of weeks. I don't see that happening this week against Marion. They're very good football team. Both of their losses are to top five teams, Sedgwick and Mound Ridge. So, you know, they could very easily be sitting at 7-0 right now also. So it's going to be a four-quarter fight, and we got to be able to play for four quarters or else it's going to be very tough to get out of there with a win.
Well, again, Valley Heights, again, the district championship, the Week 9 opening round matchup, at least where they're going to be in the bracket, pretty much set. Opponent to be determined, but a good test here to close out the regular season. Again, this is a 6-1 versus 5-2 matchup. Again, Valley Heights on the road at Marion tomorrow night. Cody Trimble, we always appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you one more time next week.
Thank you.